Farms across the U.S. depend on seeds and pesticides made by a certain Swiss agricultural giant. Now China wants to buy the company. The U.S. government has held up the $43 billion deal to see if it presents a national security risk. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Glenn Bronco is a fifth-generation corn and soybean farmer. He and his dad run a small farm about 30 miles from Topeka, Kansas. Bronco was a happy man when I caught up with him recently by phone.
It's beautiful here today. It's 80 degrees and sunny and a light wind.
Bronco says for more than a decade, they've been using seeds and chemicals from Syngenta. The Swiss company is a leader in pesticides and genetically modified seeds. A while back, Bronco got a call from a seed dealer to tell him a Chinese state-owned company called China National Chemical Corporation, or ChemChina, is buying Syngenta. Bronco says his seed dealer urged him not to worry.
Yeah, it was a little disconcerting to hear it the first time. Just the idea of a foreign-owned company, especially a Chinese-owned company coming in and purchasing, you know, an ag company that we rely so much on.
The sale is part of a push by China to secure food supply for its 1.4 billion population, says Thilo Hanneman with the Rhodium Group, an economic research organization. China's agricultural productivity is low, and the scarce arable land is often heavily polluted. Hanneman says China has not been very successful in nurturing its own genetically modified seed technology. Buying Syngenta will help.
It's about tapping the institutional expertise that lies within a company like Syngenta, both in terms of R&D, but also, perhaps more importantly, experts that are working there that have decades of experience in those fields.
Syngenta may be a Swiss company, but it does more than a quarter of its business here in the U.S. A sale of this size and involving American agriculture has prompted a review by the Committee for Foreign Investment in the U.S., better known as CFIUS. It reviews whether such deals are a national security threat.
China is doing whatever it can to advance its interests legally and illegally, and it requires increased scrutiny of their operations.
Michael Wessel is a member of the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, which monitors China for Congress. He says CFIUS will bring in the Department of Agriculture to study the implications for U.S. food security, and the Department of Defense will see if any of Syngenta's facilities in the U.S. are close to military bases.
It owns a number of agrochemical facilities here, some of them which make hazardous chemicals that are on the Department of Homeland Security's list of those that they should be concerned about in terms of, you know, state or non-state actors who may engage in terrorist activities.
Syngenta's chief operating officer, Devor Pisk, says it and ChemChina have voluntarily handed over pertinent information for the CFIUS review and that its operations will not change after it's sold.
We are engaged in breeding activities for our seed, for production, and for the marketing and selling of those products. None of those, we believe, will lead to national security considerations.
For his part, Glenn Bronco, the Kansas farmer, says he's read and thought about the Syngenta deal a lot. He says he's less apprehensive now that a full review is being done. Jackie Northam, NPR News.